Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot's Drupal Development Deep Dive Workshop Week in Washington, D.C. Come join Angela Webchick Byron and Jeff Eaton for a week-long excursion into the depths of Drupal's API and module development. The event happens July 12th to the 16th and is split up into two workshops, basic module development on Monday and Tuesday, and advanced Drupal development on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sign up for each workshop individually, or sign up for the whole week, save some money, and become a complete Drupal development superhero. For more information, visit lullabot.com/events.
I'm Kathleen Murtaugh, and for the past couple of years, I've been really trying to figure out how to improve the deployment process for Drupal, which is one of the biggest problems that we're kind of facing right now. So originally, I had been working on this stopgap solution that I called DB Scripts that allowed the ability to take a development version of a database and a production version and merge them together. So now you have a new version of the website that you can now deploy to your developers and deploy the merged version to production. And it allowed, like, you know, so that editors could keep contributing content while developers were developing for like months at a time or something. But now that's luckily been deprecated lately because the exportable system that everyone's been working on has really taken off and it's gotten to a really, really good state right now. So I've been working on this new platform for going on where we can take, you know, one kind of base Drupal system and deploy it for multiple clients just on the fly, and then also be able to upgrade all of those clients on the fly. And the exportable system has been extremely helpful for that. And so features has been doing really awesome for allowing, you know, easy exporting so that I can just, you know, make my changes in the website and then I can just do Drush features update and voila, now everything's in code and commit it and roll back bugs and awesome.
And so maybe you could elaborate a bit about what is the functionality of these platforms and why are you turning things into features and exportables? What was it that you weren't able to do before? But first talk about like what is it that you're working on, these types of sites?
So right now I'm working on organic groups and spaces stack. It's very similar to Open Atrium, and actually we're doing a lot of work with Development Scene and giving them more use cases and trying to help out whenever we can while we're also building our own system on that. What we're calling it is a network of communities kind of baseline. And so then the features and spaces part of that has also been really, really helpful because it allows us to have this little entity of functionality that can be enabled or disabled in an organic group space. So it allows like a community manager to have a lot more control and configuration on like what they want their specific community to be targeted for and how they want their members and their community to interact with. And so features has been really helpful for one, making it easy for me as a developer to export this stuff into a module and then to allow the community manager to be able to enable or disable that functionality on a per organic group basis.
And what are some of the big lessons or insights that you've learned along the way that you think people should like either know about or start doing more of?
So one of the things that I had to spend a lot of time working on is just an expanded API. So I have this kind of section that I've been working on in my own code base, like the developer suite. And so I have all of these API modules just so that I can more easily put stuff in code. So a lot of the core stuff really needed to be improved upon. Because a lot of the core APIs like are just about like submitting forms. So there's no way that I can just like, you know, call functionality and then hook into that functionality very easily. So I had to create a bunch of just, you know, custom functions to wrap around that kind of stuff. And then I also had to fix the installation process, which I've been hearing has been also dramatically improved for 7. So I'm not that up on like the install profiles today, but I've now created a system so that I have an extremely small install profile and I can distribute the configuration settings by all the modules, which also makes it easier for me, like so that I can have enable and disable packages of configuration depending on the client that wants when I'm installing a new installation for them.
And so maybe you could give a bit more context in terms of like this developer suite. Is it a module or where does it live or where can people possibly find it?
Oh, so developer suite is just mostly just for us. It's So I recommend that almost everyone create like their own developer suite for what they want. And like there's some things I want to try to put back out that will help people. So let's take, for example, like a user for everyone in our company. So I have a module that will automatically create a user and attach a role to that user for everyone in a company. So when I install a new website, now everyone in my company automatically gets a user. And I also will automatically create test users. And I will automatically configure masquerade so that certain people in certain roles, like the developer role, will now be able to masquerade as these test users. And I automatically create a test user for every single role. So it's like these little things that really kind of help out when just installing a site. So I bundle it all. I call it a developer suite where I have like basically one module. It's not a dependency. I actually set up advancing like the recommendations. So this developer suite recommends all these other modules, like the automatically install all my company's users, automatically install all the test users. There's been talk about expanding a module's dependencies. So right now you can only say dependency, but we want more. So say, for example, like conflicts or recommends or enhances another module. So I've implemented in my system just the recommends. And so if a module recommends another module and that other module exists, then it will automatically install it. So when I have a suite module, sometimes it provides its own functionality, depending. But generally, all it does is just list all of its recommends. So it'll recommend the devil module, and it'll recommend the masquerade and auto-create test users module.
And so these developer suite modules that you've created, are they using calls from the features module? It's sort of like gluing things?
Some of them do. Some of them don't. So some of them have my own code in them. Like, for example, so I created which I do plan on releasing soon. Like, I just created a general kind of wrapper to create devil users so that you could define a whole bunch of users. So then you could just install this wrapper module and then and your own custom module to find your devil users. And maybe you'll define one for one of your clients. So then you'll have like, oh, I always make websites for this client, so I'll have that test user. And then these are my company's users. And so that they would just automatically install on your sites. Well, other times, like let's say Masquerade, features allowed me to just export that stuff because it allows me to export permissions. So the configuring of Masquerade was mostly about configuring permissions. So I could just, you know, configure them all and then just export it as a feature.
And finally, maybe you could talk about like where you work and what is this all for that you're working on this stuff?
So I'm working for Going On, and we're trying to create a social collaborative space for educational institutions. So the idea is that a university would be able to have a space where everyone in the university could create smaller communities for each other and work on them. Our target is so that every course would have its own community space where they could collaborate on almost anything. They could have blog posts, they could have, you know, forums, chat, all kinds of things. And then they could also break off and have their smaller groups so that, like, if they have, like, a group project that they have to work together, they can then spin up a work group community where now they can have task lists and events and due dates and share files and stuff like that.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.